Well, the minutes were distributed to honourable members electronically last night, and it's important for members of parliament to make use of these important devices that everybody acquired from. You have your smartphones, you have your laptops, you have your iPads, and we distributed the secretary said last night, 8 o'clock. I also received it more or less the time when I opened my emails last night, and we'll take our time to go through the report that basically contains the caption, the discussions as it went up to. There's no findings and recommendations in there because we don't expect staff to develop recommendations for members of parliament. So that is where we are, and we will continue with the meeting. The agenda of the meeting has been circulated. Can I get a member to move and propose the adoption of this agenda for this meeting? Honourable Mogo, seconded by the Honourable Amere. Honourable members, are there any apologies?
No, your last point sits very unwell to me. It seems to suggest that these documents were eager to us and therefore we didn't make time to read them. I did not receive the document. That my iPad is here. And even though we received the agenda, but I didn't receive the rest of the documents. Now the public will sit there and think that we very disorganized in the opposition. These documents were sent, we didn't read them. I think that's unfortunate. That's incorrect.
Honourable Kwangwa, I'm not going to entertain a discussion on the matter. The fact of the matter is that it was sent out last night, and I'm not addressing the opposition as far as this is concerned. It's pertaining to all members because there were other hands going up the side. So let us not view it that the distribution of the document or anything is something particular or peculiar to do with the opposition. That was definitely not the intention. The minutes of the meeting of the 29th of July have been circularized. I now want to draw the attention of the members to those minutes of the 29th of July. Have all members received these minutes? 29th, they've received it. I'm going to deal with the minutes page by page. The first page in terms of the membership of the committee, all names are reflected, all parties are correctly reflected. If not, please indicate. Another copy here, please. Thank you very specific.
Sure, listen, I'd just like to know if this is the final minutes, because we had 10 minutes ago we received documents saying this is the final document. You know, so I think the point must be taken out of quite seriously. Honourable Kwangwa makes a good point. That, you know, if we are asked to participate in this meeting on an informed basis, then documentation must be made available to us on time. We got the document 5 minutes ago.
I'll ask the secretary to respond as to when those minutes were distributed. I'm told, can you just respond? I'm told there was an electronic copy that was sent, and thereafter a hard copy was also given of the same minutes. The minutes were electronically distributed. The secretary then made hard copies of the document, So it's exactly the same of the electronic one that was distributed earlier. Is that correct?
I'm not speaking to the minutes. I'm speaking to this document.
The same document?
Yeah.
The report, the same report?
Different from what we put.
Same report? Honourable members, page 2 of the minutes of the 29th. First check for corrections. Are there any corrections on page 2? Any corrections on page 3? Honourable Mulder?
Yes, Chairperson. On page 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth bullet from the bottom. Say the committee agreed that it was common cause that the pool was a swimming pool. That's great. But then it goes on to say, it was a swimming pool, and then it goes on to say whose primary function was to extinguish fire, although it could still be used for recreational purposes. The committee surely never agreed to that. Maybe they conceded that the committee did. The primary objective of the swimming pool.
No, there was no agreement. There was no agreement on that.
Correct.
There were discussions around the pool being a facility that can be used for both purposes. Right? And I think it must just be reflected like this. You can note this. Correction. Discuss bullets. Any other corrections? Honourable Swart?
I'm concerned about Superintendent Linda on page 2 at the bottom. He seems to have been superintended.
Page
2 at the bottom, I see. Maybe there's a small fuzzy error there, Chair.
Superintendent.
Superintendent. Yes. The third bullet from the bottom. Members of the opposition were not convinced that senior superintendent Linda Ekstrom is unpoor. They allegedly was under political pressure or was indeed given the authority that he claimed to have. I don't recall that ever.
What was your intention?
Of Mr. Makanyi before the court. He's currently charged in the High Court at Los Angeles. And caution of that, we should be able to take cognizance of that if we are to call it. So I'm not allowed to cast it, but I think Honorable Mendez is saying maybe it's not an issue that there was an argument, but there was an issue of caution that was put through.
That caution then was expressed by some members. Yes, I think the Honorable Swan expressed for you. It was said in the meeting. The issue of words dealt too deep was used in the meeting.
Just like say some members expressed caution not to delve deep.
Expressed caution.
Yes, some members expressed caution.
Then covers your point, Honorable Swan. Honorable Hilda, are you happy with that? Anything else? The minutes have been corrected. Can I get a member to move for the adoption of these minutes as a true reflection of the meeting that took place on 29th? The Honourable Randy Kamara moves. Seconder? The Honourable Masekong. Are there any matters arising out of these minutes, Honourable Members? Any matters arising? No matters arising. Then over to the minutes of the 30th of July, that the members received these minutes previously to be able to engage on it. 30th of July. That was the meeting that took place on Thursday. You'll recall this was the meeting that was basically convened to get feedback from the smaller group of members who went to engage with regard to any person or person chosen to be called to this committee. So very short minutes, there was a long discussion. I'll start with corrections. Honourable Swart.
Chair, I regrettably have to say that I did propose that the public would have to be called, but then I just pointed out that I'm a non-voting member.
Where is that?
That's on paragraph 3.
Which 2?
Paragraph 3. So it was in fact the proposal was then brought by Honourable Singh.
Yeah.
Say Honourable Swart proposed the public would have to be called, but in view of...
That's correct. You indicated that as a non-voting member you cannot make that proposal, and Honourable Singh then took responsibility for that. That's correct, Honourable Swart? Okay. Page 3. Yes?
Same paragraph. After the issue, the paragraph that has been corrected, members of the ruling party objected. I think I made the first objection and it was supported. So I think it needs to be recorded as well.
Where is
that,
Honourable
Swart? Not the ruling party. Same paragraph 3, committee resolution.
Yes.
Just after the part of Honourable Swart that has been corrected. Where it ends, currently it ends, the proposal was supported by Honourable Singh. And the sentence starts with members of the ruling party. Last sentence, I'm requesting that it be amended.
Amended to read?
That the objection. Remember?
Objection by the we just record the name of the member who objected to the proposal. Three. Anything on page 3? Honourable Singh.
Chairperson, I think there's a way Honourable Swart's name to mention.
Yes.
Honourable Singh was using the content of the proposal. And then after that, before adjournment, did not indicate that the staff would be asked to prepare the report to be tabled at next meeting as part of the records of the meeting.
Correct. Yes, Honourable Kubai?
Mr. Same correction on page 3 in terms of resulting the after Honourable Kubai, which is now corrected to the Honourable Kubai, an objection was right. By the ring cutter, I think it should be corrected.
Anything else? Any further corrections? No further corrections. Can I get a proposal for the adoption of minutes? Yes, Honourable Member.
I just noted that I am not part of this proposal that I have attended.
although I would love not to be hurt, but I mean, unfortunately, I was present. Yeah. And was
all of the members,
just
all of the members saying they was present.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. We'll ensure that. If someone will propose the adoption of these minutes, Honorable Bai, seconded by Honorable Gamerian. Are there any matters arising? No matters arising. We dispense of the minutes then. We now come to the draft report that has been circulated to all the members, and we'll go through the report page by page. Are the members required a few minutes to go through some of the pages in that report? I can give you a few minutes and I can ask others to enjoy a cup of tea while you do that. So do that. We'll give you 10 minutes, honorable members, so they can look at the report, and then we will start the meeting again. We'll just extend business in for 10 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of will have to go back to the house because a vote might be taken here.
Honourable members, a division has been called for in the National Assembly. I will now allow ministers to go down to the National Assembly, those who wish to go exercise their right to vote, and we'll reconvene immediately after that.
Thank you. Thank you.
honourable members, we are ready to proceed. Return to the draft report and we'll go also through the report page by page. If there are any corrections that you wish to make, please do so. If there's any specific point that you want to focus on and to clarify, put up your hands and we'll do so, so that we can go through this as easily as possible. And now on page 1, the heading is the draft report of the Ad hoc Committee to consider the report of the Minister of Police in reply to recommendations in the report of the Ad hoc Committee to consider the report by the President regarding security upgrades and Gandla private residence of the President dated the 4th of August 2015. Let's start with the introduction that basically captures the resolution of the National Assembly on the 2nd of June 2015. The resolution stated there to consider the report by the Minister of Police, tabled on 28th of May 2015 in reply to recommendations in the report of the Ad hoc Committee to consider the report by the President regarding security upgrades and in Kandla private residence of the President as adopted by the National Assembly on 30 November 2014. Bullet point 2 indicates then that there will be 14 voting members as indicated, and then also under 3 the 16 non-voting members, and the resolution also stated that the committee will exercise the powers in the rule 138 and the rules applicable to the committees and subcommittees generally that may assist it in carrying out its functions, and also then submit a report of the House of its findings and recommendations where applicable by 7th of August 2015. And the reference states that the report by the Minister of Police serves as the base document for consideration by the Ad hoc Committee. This is double D. To move the second D. Is there any other corrections on page 1, Honourable Mulder?
Just if there's some that last paragraph. I'm not sure what it means. You say the Minister of Police's report served as the base document. In whose opinion did the committee take such a decision? Was it the opinion of the majority? I'm trying to understand exactly what you are saying there. Because obviously others have a different meaning, that other reports should also be relevant and should also be considered by the committee.
Honourable Lakure.
Thank you, Chair President. With due respect to Honourable Mulder, we dealt with the other reports in the previous other committee and they are mentioned today. So now we've been dealing with the report of the Minister of Police. Hence, it appears here. Thank you.
Honourable Mulder.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm familiar with that view. That is the view of the ruling party. It is not the view of other members of the committee. We differ from that. So I'm just asking, what's the base for that statement in the report?
Honourable Smith.
Thanks, Chair. I think what we should do, Chair, is if there is a member or members that have a different view, let them put the proposal on the table. The normal way we deal with these matters is an ad hoc. We look at the 3 or 4 options and we take the best option. Now, it might be an option, as Ms. Mulder is saying, it might be an ANC or the majority party's option. Maybe he should put his option on the table, or anybody else's option. Whether there are 4 or 5 options, let's put them on the table and let's deal with them. But we can't turn around on every line and say whose decision or whose option it is. I'm suggesting people should put an alternative and then let us through the normal meeting procedures, eliminate and get to a view that is held by the majority of members of the House. If I could put it that way. Thanks, Chair. I think that way will go much quicker.
Honourable Mulder.
Jefferson, we can do that. We can do that throughout the report. But obviously, then we will need some time to do that. I did receive a report last night at 8 o'clock, but I did not intend to sleep with him about in Kandla last night. I had better things to do, with all due respect. I didn't read the report last night. I didn't intend to sleep. So if you want us to do that in terms of that kind of proposal, then you should give a time to make different formulations. All I'm saying at this stage is I do not want the report to say as a factual statement that the Minister of Police's report was the basis by implication, including other reports.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I think that the heading of this draft report says it all, because it was taken from the resolution of the House. Draft report of the ad hoc committee to consider the reports of the Minister of Police in reply to recommendation in the report of the ad hoc committee to consider the report by the President regarding security upgrades as in Kaja Private Residence of the President dated August 2015. Chairperson, the heading made that report to be the list of it. Thank you very much, sir.
Honourable Singh.
Yeah, thank you, Judge. Just on this point, I think it brings into question what was the minister tasked to do and by whom? Now, if you look at the 2nd of June resolution, the House tasked us to look at the report of the Minister of Police, 100%. We all agreed. So, you know, the fact that we looked at that report, which is contained in this here, it's a fact. But that arose from the 13th of November, 2014. What were the recommendations of the House on the 13th of November 2014? Because that is where he derived the mandate from. Right? In November 2014, he wanted a technical team of qualified security experts, which the minister did. He put together, he convened. Perfect. No problem. So that House resolution was given effect to, he produced the report. But also on that date, the committee recommends that the matter of what constitutes security and non-security upgrade at the President's private residence be referred back to Cabinet for determination by the relevant security experts in line with the Cabinet memorandum. Cabinet must report back to Parliament on the steps taken to give effect to this recommendation. So are we saying that the Minister represented Cabinet when he presented the report? I asked this question before. So that we are clear on the mandate that the Minister was given. And then in what way his terms of reference moving forward?
Honourable Tlakune.
Thank you. I don't expect the whole cabinet to come before Parliament to present the report. The relevant minister responsible for security or for protection of the executive will be the one coming to report to Parliament. And that is what the Minister of Police did. So that report is the one that we've been dealing with. The report of the minister responding to the recommendations of the Prince Adam Committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think once again that question could have been raised when the terms of reference, which are contained on the heading of the establishment of this particular ad hoc committee was. So that was adopted by the House, became a resolution of the House, and we are here to adopt, to make a mandate to look at that report, which forms the base as a base document for us to deliver it.
Rosing?
No, Jefferson, I agree. But it was raised. It's not that it was not raised. Just for clarity,
yeah,
in our minds, I raised it.
Yeah.
Just for clarity, we are saying that there were House resolutions of the 13th of November, and if I read them quickly, the Minister responded on behalf of Cabinet, not a problem, with regard to resolution 5.9 and 5.13. Those were the two resolutions which gave him the mandate to proceed. That's all we want to hear. It's not just the one 5.13.
Okay. What are you proposing, Honourable Singh?
Jefferson, I'm therefore proposing when we come to the next page where he took his mandate from. And we
can do
with we'll add those resolutions.
Agree? Okay. Okay, honourable members? Page 2, is anyone left out? Page 3? Page 2?
Page 2 on A. The minister took his mandate. This is what he said. From mandate on the recommendation of people. Sorry.
Page 3.
put two two under the interior lines. Mrs. Dreyer is next door.
Yes, and also Mr. Schwilling is an alternate.
Yes.
Did you know we were informed? Yes.
Thank you.
So Mr. Schwilling is from us indicated that there's an alternate, and Mr. Dreyer is the non-voting member. Thank you. H3? Yes.
In the same is from alternate of the NCE. There are two members, Honorable Mahamishala and Honorable Shin as alternate.
Yes, can we make that correction? We received the communication through the NE table from the AMC that those two members are alternate members. Ishmael and Mahamishala. I hope the content advisor is following us with the submission that we're making, because I don't want to go through the entire process again. What we will do today is to stop at a certain point and say this has now been agreed upon, so that we don't, when we formally adopt the reports, go through the whole entire process and we'll just be page by page by putting the page to the meeting. It's three. Honourable Moser.
Thank you, Chair. Person of page three, paragraph mark two, committee deliberations. The first sentence refers to the fact that also were elected as chairperson, and then it goes on to discussion. But after you were elected as chairperson, there's a very important point that is not captured in the report, and that was that the point in Gimine was taken by, I can't remember if it was Mr. Maimane, Honorable Maimane, or Honorable Sell, linked to the committee's attention, and the document was also then handed to the committee with a legal argument in terms of why this committee is technically unconstitutional. And that document was handed in as a document to the committee, but the report doesn't reflect that happening at that stage. I think the report doesn't indicate that.
That's just,
yes, that's correct. The first meeting after the election, there was a document that was tabled, and the reason why it was tabled was said that it will be referred to later during our deliberations and discussions as we continue with the work. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chair, and it was, in fact, there is also a point in limine, as Dr. Moller says, the point in limine which you then indicated that we wouldn't discuss at that point. So this doesn't reflect that the point in limine is that
yes, and at that point on the Rochelle said this is something that the Democratic Alliance will pick up as the discussions go on.
Which we did.
Yeah. So, Honorable Kubai?
This is fine, I think you've got it.
Honorable Villa?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Honorable Villa of CAC, okay, that's not
official. Yeah. Just wanted to say, Honorable Mabinda from the PhD, Honorable Squad?
So I think various parties expressed concerns about the position that if we participate, we might be given the legitimacy of a project that we might feel was unconstitutional given the plan of the type of affairs. I think that also needs to be captured, but I think you've done it basically where you say that we get a range of parties specifically, but various members of the committee raised, because I remember I was raised with the issue a number of times, so I think we just need to capture that as well. And I think we need to understand, are we going to refer to particular parties? Because there was a document filed by the DA which was also, but it was filed at the next meeting on the 23rd of June.
Okay, now what we will do is, in terms of the specific document, is we will refer that, if you want to become a member of the committee, you were a member of the committee now, we'll see the honorable members health. Or the DA will work on the wording of this so that we can insert it when we interview. Is there a proposal, Honorable Swart, how we want to word that? Honorable Breitenbach?
Because again, Mr. Chair, I must raise that we've got the document later. We haven't had time to consider it in any depth or we must get properly. I'll draft the wording and I'll let you
know.
I would also quite like the document to form part of the, or at least the content of the document.
No, we can't be part of the report. We can't, it's a document that was included. It can't be reflected as part of the report.
Not necessarily for the report, but the conduct document
was not included at all. So we'll refer that the document was given to us
on those ones. So my proposed wording, and I remember saying that, and I will give it to the drafters afterwards, but if members express their concerns that by participating in the process, they might be given a legitimacy to what they believe was a flawed and unconstitutional process, given the public protector's report and finding these reservations were noted.
Some members. Okay. Can you just make sure that the drafters get it and the servants so they've inserted it at the correct point in the report?
Checking if they highlighted or italicized. So we can see where the amendments come in.
Affecting the changes to the documents will be indicated. The Honourable King does not say you want that part we highlighted in the report. What he's saying is that we must track the change that we are making. I won't ask members to vote on that, the Honourable Swart. Just now they express opinion about you. Page 4. Honourable Kubai.
Paragraph 10. The other committee also considered the proposal from Kubai, the Honourable Sabuti. That needs to be corrected. But there was, in following the discussion, I made a recommendation that the chairperson, after being elected, go and consider drafting a report and give a program of how we're going to proceed and deal with it in the next meeting. So I just thought that needs to be corrected. Then.
So you want that to be put into the report. As you said, you must also assist us on the room by to just get the word into the doctors so they don't put them words in there. Is there anything else on page 4?
Thank you, Honourable Sir. I had appointed advisory experts in drafting reports and the language. I don't know about the first person and the third person. For example, you know, the private, after deliberations.
Where in the report are you on?
The paragraphs of after deliberations. The program is presented. He reported on the following.
Page 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have I got that right? Yeah, he reported on the following. Then he says, a administrative mandate. Which what he's saying, he reported as follows. Because it was him saying this, not us.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you can do it.
In his presentation, he reported as follows. Yeah. He can't attribute it to anyone else. Yes, Honorable Kubai. Sorry, Honorable September.
Here on page 4, the latter part of the sentence says these recommendations not the minister to do certain things. I would submit, Chair, either we take sentence out completely, but if we leave it there, then we must say what the focus area would be. And I think that it's best to take it out.
It's an old statement, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the sentence are covered.
Certain things can be anything. Just remove the sentence, please. Agree? Honourable Kubai?
Sir, I would like to take you back to the first paragraph. The committee reconvened on the 23rd of June, 2018. That's where the program was tabled by the chair and was agreed in terms of how we're going to proceed. I think that's important. It needs to be reflected on that day, and at the day, those issues that Honourable Swart was reflecting when he discussed it.
That's correct.
And that's when the decision by Honourable
Swart. At that point, yes.
So the paragraph needs to reflect the liberty of that requires.
Okay. Honourable Swart?
See, I think the difficulty that we've got is whilst these paragraphs do directly reflect some of what is discussed, obviously it doesn't contain anything. So without frequency is 1 per second. Just so that this gives an idea that there isn't a comprehensive report of every single item that was discussed. Obviously, we've got the liberty to raise the issues that we want to reflect here, but maybe that might be wise or including the word. I'm talking about in his presentation, he calls it as inter alia responders or something like that, because just to capture that sentiment, otherwise we're going to sit and understand that this is not necessarily a correct reflection of everything that was discussed over the deliberation. So we just need to find what captures that.
Honorable
Gubai?
I don't know
what
we should even just reminded me of this bullet in his presentation. It's what the Minister of Police has presented, not our supervision. Yeah. So from A until P, it's what was covered by his presentation.
Out of his report.
On his report. So it reflected. Yeah, I thought not what we have discussed. I think what comes as our discussion for me say, what we might need to do is, because I think they pulled this thing from that presentation itself. These are the issues that were covered by the presentation.
The challenge is that everything you reported on, see, that's the point I'm trying to make. It's not necessarily unless you are satisfied that it is every possible. Otherwise, he's held by this report. And he said that you've forgotten 1, 2, 3, 4 other issues.
That's correct. It's impossible to capture everything that
so the point is there, just to
say an idea. It's fitting. It's fitting. Anything else on page 4? Page 5? Honorable Swart? Chair Lady, Honorable Slip?
At night, you see at the bottom where you've got some members of the body views and pose questions along these lines, or duly. So obviously it's not all the questions and it's not all the deliberations. You'll remember at the beginning of that process I expressed the caveat again. But it doesn't have to be reflected because we've already gone that in the first place. But for example, paragraph D, where I remember raising this issue with the public protector and the SRU reports indicate that items listed by the minister were not security features. Now that is some members, in this case myself, and I would add there, where I specifically mentioned the particulars of paying the special investigating unit's summons. So my suggestion is just to add there, comma, features with the SIU report also providing a long list of items which were not security measures in claim B of his draft particulars of claims. That is, you remember I raised that issue and then I still gave the list of those issues. So this is the dilemma as to what to do specific you need to be.
Yeah. See, honourable members, I think on those what you articulated, it clearly is impossible to capture each and every issue as was raised by each and every member over a full day and then another day in such a report. That's why we have minutes when we don't even have the type of detail that you're referring to now. It's not even captured in the minutes for that. And then we have the recordings, of course, as another fallback position in terms of something fundamental. I would really ask members that we refocus on those salient issues that are important to be reflected. And if there is an obvious omission or false, then we will ask for you to give us a proposal as to how inserted in the report. The Honourable Ma'am Bashlala and then the Honourable Smith.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether Honourable Smith wants to be mentioned by name, because this that is raising, you captured on D, where say some members held the following views and posed questions along these lines. And the D says both the public protector and the SIU report indicated that the items listed by the minister were not security features, something which was raised by some members. So I don't know whether he wants us to amend that point A or what. I'm now confused.
I'll come back to you, Steve. Just give me a minute.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I've got, on the same matter, I've got a different view, Chair. Right across the report, the drafters attempt to capture certain views that members said. I want to make a proposal, Chair, on after P, after where the minister has done his opening. for us just to insert one sentence that says, members engage the minister on matters arising from his presentation, full stop. Because that's what we said. Now, if you put one and you don't put anybody else, because minister has given these, we engage the minister and all the other matters from A to S and whatever, we just take out of it. And that is the fashion how we deal with each other. We indicate other presentations we are allowed to engage. And when we get our recommendations and findings, we can then argue about which are the salient points. But at this point in the report, we've got a presentation, you are allowed to engage.
I prefer to add a subject to the discussions to have a bit more specific issues raised. I hear the Honourable Member, and I'm quite happy with D. I don't want my name mentioned. And I think the Chairman has given us guidance that we're not going to mention every specific issue. So I'm quite happy that that reference to the SIU list is excluded. I'm not sure, but I don't necessarily agree with the Honourable Member Smith about just saying member engagement remains rising, but it's subject to further discussion. I think we can expect that we're not going to raise any specific issue, but I think the drafters have taken a lot of trouble to highlight some issues, which I think is useful to keep both candidates mentioned in a very oblique fashion. For us now just to exclude it all, then it's basically just going to be very little report. When people read it, there'll be very little context to what we discussed during the whole process. So, yeah, I'm quite prepared to leave that full stop under D, but my initial feeling is that maybe we should go through each one of these with the understanding the guidance that you've given, that you're not going to have to accept issues in every time. But I'm subject to further discussion.
I think the what the drafter also in mind in their brief was just to capture the gist of the discussion or issues that arose out of it, and not necessarily to give a blow-by-blow account of each and everything that was said, and then the minister responded like this, or another one responded. So those are just capturing the discussion very neat, interestingly. If we want that to have more detail, this is going to be problematic, because then the proposal of the Honourable Smith comes back in. But then, as the Honourable Swart also says, it then removes some of the content that will probably arise later in the report again that we will refer to. And I would propose, Honourable Members, that the way that it is captured there is a fair reflection of the discussion that has taken place. Right? And unless it is something fundamental in nature that has been left out, that we seek to reform it as it is there.
Yes? Might want to just insert a sentence to say this report does not contain every item mentioned, just as a caveat if you think it's necessary.
Let's go through the report and then we'll see when we get to that point on September. I'll come to you, Honourable Commissioner.
It's not on this point.
Okay, Honourable Commissioner, is it on this point?
No, sir, I'll just say my understanding is that the drafters are trying to touch on certain points. I should think across the board, you may agree that they tie them. But there will be instances, if fundamental instances, where we see that there is something that's omitted. That's what is contended with the Honourable Swann and yourself, that the drafters are trying all possible things to ensure that silent teachers are not tested.
Thank you for concurring with us. Honourable September?
Mr. Swann.
And with me and the Honourable Swann.
Point on page 5, J. If you look at J and L, I'm sure that those two can be merged because they speak about the same things. And I think you know what you have in J, that is in L, or what is in L is not in J. That can be because it's really a repeat.
Yeah. L should actually be part of J, colleagues. Anything else on page 5, Honourable Members? Page 6. Still deals there with some of the views and issues that names raised. And there was also reference to the majority members who posed the questions as it stated there. Ik heb dus de rest op die discussion around dit specific item en de minister. En then it concludes with the local inspection by the committee on the 22nd of July. Honorable Mulder?
Yes, sir, question on page 6, number F, refers to the justice judgment. And that statement captured there was made. But the further statement was also made if you want to be valid in terms of the report. So that was not the entirety of the judgment. And the point was made that the other part of that judgment also brought to the committee's attention. So either we should put both points, or we should take both points out, but cannot put just one of the points.
I remember in the discussion, remember with two issues here, the one some members raised issues, right, and then thereafter other members raised other issues. And we'll just get the record. Because I can remember there was a discussion taking place around that, and it's just a question of locating it at a specific point. Honorable Swar?
The challenge now as to whether this should be reflected, because that was a writing from that judge, if you recall, I asked the Minister of Peace whether he followed the further process set up in the judgment as to engaging with the Prime Protector. And his response was he took the mandate from the committee and not. So that is an insertion. If we keep anything as it is, then we should insert something along those lines, and I'll get it off to something that we can look at.
No, look, this was a discussion that to basically clearly remember it was clear reference to this judgment. It featured quite prominently. Give us that section the on the source will draft it was, and we will see where we include it in the report. And we spent quite a bit of time debating that matter between the two different views that were out. The Honourable Mal Bachelard and the Honourable Smith.
Sir, it's only two words that are omitted on this. Two words. The public protector report was not binding and enforceable, but can be ignored. That's the only omission.
One was what?
But can be ignored.
I'll set a question against it, because I'm not sure how we're going to decide what is important and must be here, not here. Let me give you examples. After the minister presented his report, I recall asking the minister, in light of the fact that there are certain installations that have not been installed, are we going to have new money or are we going to use existing money? Now, if you want to go this route, Chair, we will sit here the whole night, because you see certain lines will push the report in certain directions. I'm insisting that I ask about new money or old money, because for me that was a very important matter. So I don't know, Chair, if we want to go this way, where we're going to end, because everybody will have an important matter. And that is why I said for safety. But if we're going to go this way, Chair, I'm then suggesting that we put that talks about how we're going to fund unsolicited. Because that was the matter that you asked the minister. And he responded directly to that question. So it's not captured around what majority members said. I'm suggesting that we find a way of crafting or expressing that sentiment.
No, that is a response, so you're correct. Remember what I said, we're trying to the draft is right, just capture those important issues. What is important for the one of them is not probably not important for the other. But at least we need to, I will have difficulty with a report that simply reflects a one line that we referred. So let's raise those issues. I think all of us will have enough time this evening to go through each and every page before we leave here. And then we will be very, very clear as how we proceed, and the drafters can go and insert and correct there where those corrections are made, distributed again early in the morning. Each member can check if their version is there, and then we'll take the process from there. On the September.
If you show on point F, then I have another one. But on point F, if you look at it, the heading says the majority of the members pose questions along the following lines, and that's what the drafter captured according to that heading. And the drafter is completely saying this is what they have said. Now, it's not a matter of you do not agree with the sentence, it's about it was said. And that's what should be covered. So I'm not sure why it should be a change in that sentence, because it needs to be read along the heading that is there.
I'll sit with the drafters later and get some of these specific points that we don't hear change what was said or referred to in the meeting. I've also just said to members that the report of the Minister of Police was tabled as part of the ATC, and that is what the discussion was around. And it was, as I have said previously, by no means an intention to have a transcript of each and everything that was mentioned there. The report by the Minister is there, and things cannot change. And that is also why this report will serve as a basis for reporting back to the House and also for the debate that will take place on the matter to be referred to. If we can really approach it in that way, honourable members, it will assist us. Anything else on page 6?
I think I have a second point.
What is the second point?
The second point is the second last sentence on the 22nd of July. It seems the members visited the entire residence of the president and in the co-extension. It sounds like we visited a locomotive. It's rather read for an extension in local. In the other way, it suggests we.
As noted, next page, honourable member Slana.
No, Chair, on this last sentence, I was going to suggest that we were on oversight visit, not in local inspection. Thank you.
Honourable Coleman.
Thanks, Chair. Just as a matter of uniformity and continuity, I don't know whether to call the Funganza Rescue Project or just Funganza residents of the president. Can we agree on a common way of calling this so that we can all talk to the same thing?
Where on the speech are you referring to now?
The last. So on the 22nd, the one sitting with the on the 22nd, he's talking to members who haven't visited the Ngandla residence of the president. Whereas if you look at the minister's input, was referring to it as the Ngandla Prestige Project.
I think it's how the Minister of Labour viewed it. Yeah, we derive our mandate from the House that referred to the report of the Minister.
I agree, but if we are to follow what we said, that the report is the basis, and therefore we should talk the same language.
I'm not with you on the Union. Honourable Smith?
Chair, just on that very much. Reading that last sentence, it says members visited the current residence of the President. Now, the articulation put by Honorable Coleman that says we look at the project, for me, it's just we didn't visit the residence of the president. Remember, the president has a private residence. This is what we were arguing about. We didn't visit the residence of the president. We visited the project or the program or whatever. So, for me, I don't function because if you want to say the residence of the president, later on when we argue that the residence of the president and the other stuff are two separate issues, is that not going to create a problem? But I'm just uncomfortable with that sentence that says the residence. I'd rather say the project or the, I don't know what you call that, whole complex. I don't know.
Honorable Miller?
Yes, Chairperson, maybe we should go back to have a look at the ad hoc committee's report. What was it referred to in the ad hoc committee's report? But if I can just refer you to the draft report. Heading which refers to upgrades at Mkandla private residence of the president. I think the whole issue from the beginning was about upgrades at the Mkandla residence of the president. That's what the draft report title says.
Honourable Kubai?
I think just to assist with what Honourable Coleman has raised, under that page, we could have just made sure that we captured correctly. Remember the prestige portfolio in public square. It's what you call the residence of ministers, residence of MPs. It's a whole package. I think maybe we should, I'm not sure if that's positive, under Coleman, just to put it within maybe Uganda project within the British. I'm not sure if it makes sense. I'm not sure.
Person, the things that Honorable Kubana is referring to is properties belonging to the state. Exactly the point. This is not about, no, but you're referring to properties belonging to the state, to the prestige project. This whole thing is started from the public protector's point of view, and everything goes to the court, it's a public private residence, not the president. Now, I'm not talking about the Honorable Members' presence for the time being, there's no get stuck on this point. If throughout the documentation we refer to the Nkandla private residence of the president. Let's not rework the Nkandla private residence of the president. And there were different views around it, and then the issue of land, and all of that's in the report as to why it was referred to in a certain way. Let's not reinvent a new word for it. Let's stick to what we always refer to as the Nkandla private residence of the president, and we'll get to that point later in this report. On page 7, the committee refreshes following the oversight of Nkandla, the private residence of the president. Nkandla, private residence of the president. On the scene.
Sure, sir, thank you. I just want to aid in the technology scheme. The visitor center and what was indicated in the report was misleading. Which report?
Maybe it was asked thereafter what exactly you're referring to. Now it is a bit confusing for me as well on those scene. I'll just ask the thereafter to tell us exactly what you're referring to.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The district center point that the Honorable Kumbai raised, and I think she meant the technology center with the I think it was with the police equipment was stored. So I just wasn't clear on that from the point. But that's what I thought.
Noble Kubai.
Thank you, Chairman. The issue was the technology in terms of access to the biometrics and the issue of the technology inside the control room. That with the reports that we've been receiving or that we've been analyzing, it gave and that was missing. Because when we saw what we saw there,
those technology was not working.
That's what I mean. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think perhaps we should not refer to the visitor center in the police operations room. Because the visitor center had very little technology at that. But the operations room of the police was the downstairs one.
Honorable Members, Anna.
Chair. I think on this particular issue, the drafter covered two different issues. Because the issue of the visitor center, it refers to the fact that in the report it is termed as a double story house, not a visitor center. And then as members, we did not even feel comfortable to say it's a visitor center but a reception, which is a even less than the outlook of our constituency offices. Then the issue of the technology is an issue on its own, which is separate.
That's two separate issues, I agree. It was raised exactly as the member says there. But we'll check. Will you allow us just to have a look and then we'll work it? Because there's two separate issues. You will recall that we must not change what we have seen, please. It is recorded what we said in that meeting. In that area at the top does not come close to resemble a visitor center. Some members even refer to it as a kitchen area. And some members are reflected on a range of things. How unsuitable it is. How can the resident receive foreign dignitaries here? It's an insult to the country. It's an insult. It was across the board that members reflected on this. Right? And then there was also the issue, as we all know, Breitenbach said, of the control room at the bottom, where the issue of the technology then arose. So, just write that and we will relook that part.
Honorable Shin?
Yeah, Chair, I think you're quite correct. It was the control room features and apparatus.
Well, the
technology was not functional. Mm. Save that later on, we'll refer to the tomorrow. Somebody else says it was fully functional.
Well, we can only reflect, Honorable Shin, I want to guard against that. I have to say that we reflect on discussions that took place in the discussions. Yeah, maybe there's outside of these processes other views that have emerged. But we deal with what we discuss here to be reflected in the report.
Honourable
Mulder? Yes, Chairperson, I still have problems. Not because you are going to speak, let me make that noise, Honourable Mulder. Because of the bell that are ringing again.
Okay.
So you want to make the point so that we can just adjourn?
No, I'm a little bit concerned about age, Chairperson, because that's whether we call it the visitor centre or the police control centre, that in some report, like the SBI is going to the public protectors report, that it's misleading. I don't think it's actually so. I don't think anybody said that there is this huge room full of wonderful computers and things. I think it's a deduction that somebody may be making. To make that as a factual statement, I think it's incorrect.
Well, that's just a journey, but keep in mind, that's exactly what the Honourable Smith warned about and cautioned about. Right? Cautioned us about, but we do have records. We can go back. Let's adjourn for 5 minutes so that we can just go and know this.
the members of Fine Minds Street. I was very surprised to see that it's just one day for us, but I think we can. Another thing to see, welcome you up to our Japanese city family. You can talk all these lines by yourself.
Yeah, I
should
have seen
this. So do you like a black line here or white line here? My laptop can't run. It's one of the new ones. So there's no dongle. The whole laptop is now a dongle. The whole dongle is left. my dongle is in the bad. No. I usually have an Apple 3 months. Yeah. Although I'm using this today because I haven't used it for a while. But on the other hand, I can load everything. The Bloomberg just was so. I can load it onto my iPad or even to my phone. Let me show you.
No, don't show me.
Technology. Progress. It just says progress has been made. I don't know what that means. And that one said. Okay. Oh no, we can have the bath. Research was finished. And then the next thing on here.
All in one.
This is an apple. Yeah, we're having that's been done on me. It's been done next week. Well, yeah, it says specifically. I believe it's people should be in memory. So you've got to get up. 6 people on this day. No, it's a 10%
percentage.
No. This is our app for the app. Yeah? So for immediate news stories, you can find right on the room to check the characters. Text view, okay, fire down on the rest of the street, they stick it up in, and they didn't touch the story. And then. Okay. Well, I'll try and find out. Look, you take it for me. And they're fine because you can put them aside up and down the box. In the box. Can I check my rubber duck?
Thank you. delightful. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
position, my position, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Members, let's restart the meeting where we ended just before members went for revoting the house. We were on page 7, and the issue was raised once again of this being in there and something else not in there. And we were dealing with 2.1 and A in terms of the technology of the visitor center, and I said that we will relook at it and come up. Can I ask the person at the back just to go and take that call outside, please? There's a person sitting on a cell phone at the back. I really want to urge visitors also to the meeting that you're not allowed to converse on your cell phones in meetings. When you want to take a call, go outside and take your call outside. It's very disrespectful to be on a personal call while we are busy with a meeting. We work with A, I now go to B. In terms of the workmanship on construction that was already, yes, we said we will we'll ask them to tweak that one. Is there any further comments on 2.1, A to N? Honorable Kubai, Honorable Baslala, and the Honorable Singh.
Okay, Chairperson, I noted that the issue of A would be changed, because I remember we said that it's going to be the control room downstairs. But as the issue of in the visitor center, I wanted us to add as well in terms of the list there, because we observed even within the entrance, I'm not sure how to put it. It's not only because below is the control room together with the office of the commander. If we can remember, and there were still things that do not add to the words of the commander having to be capacitated. So, on that office was added,
to say to us not really capacitated.
The Honourable Member Shlan.
Chair, on C, there was a popular view around the issue of the crawl, and that the crawl was a normal crawl, and it could not have cost the amount paid for, and equally, it was not sophisticated as it is portrayed in the report of the GP. And on this issue of the crawl, Jefferson again, we said that the crawl was not moved, but the livestock that were moved to the enclosure. And then the actual crawl of the private residence, is it where it was? Thanks.
Honourable Singh.
Thank you, just following on that, I just want to know, in this document, I was going to make reference to the DP.
Something to suit our end agenda. And let's be frank about it. We're choosing to pray. That's what I'm saying. Mr. Mafia, for instance, said, the president does have a prerogative on what must be security. It's not here. He's not here to put that point on the table. So I'm suggesting that we must put it in this report because he said it when we came there. That the president does not have the prerogative of deciding what he wants or doesn't want. Those were Mr. Marquez's words. And I'm therefore suggesting that we put it in. And I want to say to you, Chair, unless you go to what I said earlier on, or someone comes with a better proposal, we're going to have meetings because even Mr. Mulder and everybody else is going to go and remember what he said, what he didn't say. I'm just saying from a practical point, a committee report never reflects stuff as it is next year. That is done in the in the conclusion and so on. These things should have been incorporated in the minutes. I've looked in a parliamentary report that says Vincent said this, John said that, Paul. It's never happened. Why are we making it happen? Yeah, let me tell you why, from my point of view, because let's just be open about this thing. I think the opposition, by doing it this way, are getting a minority view in the report. I'm saying this is my view. Because if we had done it any other way, Chair,
let's not have dialogue.
I'm taking a point of order.
What is the point of order?
The point of order is we're trying to correct the report, not to bring in new dimensions. Where you say the construction could be viewed, I said the heights.
Okay.
So what was the disagreement?
Okay, Honourable Sir. No, Honourable Sir, is there anything else you want to add to what you said?
I'm saying, sir, let's take a decision now. If we continue in this fashion, is it okay that I could come back and add other stuff that I consider to be important that is not in the report as it stands currently? Because if you give me that go ahead, I would include them. The example I used was the Mafia one. It's not here. Many other members made observations that are not here. So I just want to understand how...
Okay, your point is made. Honourable Zwart?
The way to deal with this is to put it at the top where it says the members generally point out the following. You just have certain members on the following views. Then, Mr. Smith, as it is correctly reflected, you can't change what those views are. And then, if you have certain members held the following views, then that is an antithesis. Certain members held that view, and it's reflected. If any other member, and I think Mr. Smith is correct, he can then raise what any salient feature that any other member wants to raise, we can raise it and insert it in there. But I don't think it's correct to say this process is to give us a minority judgment. That is what research is. It's the document that was circulated. So I think we can assist Mr. Smith by saying, yes, feel free to add each one of us. I've added one or two things, but I appreciate that it's not going to be fully conclusive of all the sentiments. So at the end, we might say, this report does not reflect every debate and every item that was mentioned, because then that you run a risk. Otherwise, as you say, you've got to type out verbatim what was discussed. So by saying at the top, in paragraph line 2, where it says members generally, when you say generally, that means everyone agrees. But if you assert the members of the following views, then it's like ACDEFE. The sale of the property did not justify what is provided. Well, certain members held that view. It must have been expressed by someone. And so that then covers. You don't have to change what other people said, because that's what this is reflecting here. I might not like it, but it's what a certain member said, and researchers have captured those statements there. And so we can add. We're obviously not going to, we're already on page 7, so we're making progress.
Honourable Chair.
I thought that you gave us guidance right at the beginning when you said that things that not here will have been captured in the transcript. That means that when we come to debating the report with a view to making recommendations, members will be entitled to go back to lift those things to motivate their recommendations. So I think that your guidance still holds, and if we stick to it, this problem will not happen.
Honourable
Kuban. I want to support what Honourable Shin is saying in terms of a report. Normally, as we follow in committees, we hardly catch what this one said, this one said. And I want to urge that we follow that route of following that we took the presentation and there were comments. Because these matters are reflected in the minutes. That's why you have minutes of the committee. So that they are recorded appropriately. And I'd like to support what Honorable Smith has put on.
Honorable Coleman. And then I want to wrap up this discussion around this one said and the other one said, and this one is now saying something else. I'm really wasting our time.
I think I'm covered on that. I just wanted to query the one at the A, the second A. I mean the second B, no, not the second A, the second B, where the opposition said the community should benefit from the clinic. I don't think that's what they said. They said there's a clinic about 1 kilometer away from there that the community should use. So they're not going to benefit from that clinic. That's what I remember.
Okay.
Honorable
Moder.
Chairperson, I think what the Honorable Swart proposed that the third paragraph be a little bit amended, not to say generally pointed out, to say these statements were made. And I think the reason why we are trying to change the wording is because maybe some of us don't agree necessarily exactly this or that. We have too long to put all those statements because they are making statements of what is said by different members in the visit class. It's very what the members basically said. It gives us scope of what was discussed in terms of observations of the returns. Some may not be clear what was said for us on both sides. But if you said this is what basically was said by some members, we're in the visit class. And we don't have to change anything. That's what somebody said.
Honourable members, Honourable Moda, I want to put it to you that it's really necessary to say that in inverted commas, and this one said that, the other one said that. In the committee report, shouldn't we basically just capture then the presentation that was made, and then the key issues that were reflected, that members reflected on these issues, because the substance of that, as I said earlier, is locked up in the minutes, and also in the recordings. And that will really stop this to and fro, because someone mentioned, that members mentioned, if certain members are not here today, when they see a report, tomorrow they will come and say, but you know, there's also something that I want to get into this report there. Dear honourable members, in terms of the discussion as we've been doing it here, it's quite clear that we are, if we follow this format, then we are continuously going to fall into the same argument. That this one says that, no, I don't agree with that one, it was actually said differently or something. Let us do the following by simply capturing silently that this one presentation was that was received, and there were deliberations between members of the committee and the presenter on the following issues, whether it is the security features or non-security features, raw, without specifying, right, without specifying exactly who said what. It's going to take us a lot of cross-checking to do and for this JPEG, and to go and really capture what each and every one has said. I know it is important that members want their views to be reflected, but those views are reflected. And it's reflected in the minutes of the committee meeting. It's also reflected in the transcripts, in the tapes, in the recordings that are there. So I really would like to propose, Honorable Swan, that we proceed in a way to say that presentations were made and there were deliberations and questions of clarity asked on the following issues. Because at the end of the discussion, when the final deliberations took place, and where the issues arose, honorable members, or senior recall that when this proposal came, we must invite more people. And then parties actually stated their positions. They stated their positions that are now at different places in this report. And I also don't think it is correct to reflect each and every view of a member in the final report. What is the purpose of the report? The purpose of the report is to take to the National Assembly and the decisions that are contained there. Right? And those decisions are at variance with one another that can be reflected, but we cannot in each and every item then indicate this is what the other view was. Okay? Also keep in mind that there were certain areas where there was broad agreement amongst members. Right? And even afraid to say members of the opposition, it was not that all members of the opposition or all members of the majority party necessarily agreed with what one or two from them said. There were different emphasis that were there. So what I would like to put the meeting is that we capture the discussion that was there by the presenter and the input that was there, and we simply members deliberated on the matters and on the following issues, and that is it. without going into detail and repeating what each and what everyone said, what is your view on that, Honourable Members? I think we should proceed that way. Honourable Sir?
Yeah, I understand, and that might be a way of resolving the way we're going forward. But if you take the minutes of last Thursday night's meeting, it's really one page. It doesn't reflect what we discussed, the legal issues. So one would then just have to fall back on transcripts if you really want to find out what happened. I suppose there are transcripts of the meeting. So the only problem is that our minutes don't reflect everything. And I didn't take pains to go into the details when we were going through the minutes. I have read the rep report, and I accepted this on the basis we were going to continue with the report. So I just want to go back to the end of the next time. But I do appreciate the difficulty that we are experiencing, and that maybe we need to say for now.
Honourable, what I just add that also you can look for instance in this report from the last three pages. That was really the gist of the discussion that took place, and it's captured there. Right? And it deals with on page 13 under the heading deliberations. So maybe we should have just look at that, because if you go through what the different members on the committee articulated is captured very succinctly in terms of what all those discussions were essentially about. At the end of the day, it came down to a few issues. And we really don't need to write a transcript of all those other side issues that essentially culminated into this. Usually a report do not reflect each and every person's view on the matter.
Well, Jim, maybe it's still the way to go forward then.
Okay.
I don't know what my other questions are.
Honourable,
I think up to P would have accepted what it is.
No, what I'm saying is, let us agree on the principle in this report, and we will immediately attend to all this in the report. If you go back, for instance, where the Honourable Swart said in his presentation on page 4, Honourable Swart, you indicated there in his presentation, the minister that you're referring to, he reported in the earlier as follows. And there he captured on what the minister said. Right? Now, for me, what is really not necessary is to go now into the mode where we say some members said this, other members said that. That can simply be removed from the report, to be quite frank and honest with you. And that can be reflected then at the end in terms of the deliberations that took place. Agreed? That will mean, honourable members, that what we will do is to say we have this presentation from the Minister of Police. We have deliberated and engaged the Minister on matters, and then highlight some of those matters that they were engaged with on.
So could we have a short discussion, maybe? 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yes, I don't see any problem with that.
Thank you.
Really, it must certainly take us forward on those work. I know you will focus on taking us forward.
Thank you.
what?
Let's say first, the opposition parties are in agreement as the way forward to delete. And then we will, obviously, I think the proposal was to rather look at draft reports as much as possible, what it will look like. Because obviously then you're only capturing what the minister said, but if that's the understanding, you capture what the minister said, then it would say deliberations with men
on the following.
And then at the end there'd be consideration of those last deliberations.
Yes.
So they are in support of that. Thank you.
Jefferson, in light of that, wouldn't it assist so that we ask the drafter to go back and redraft in light of this, and then we receive the redrafted document and we go through it so that we can have a fruitful discussion?
Honourable members, I'm just checking something with the committee secretary because they made some other arrangements. Well, I'm seeing you becoming a Sangoma, you're reading my mind. No, honourable members, let's agree. I don't think there's general approval for what has been discussed here. It will be a much shorter report, by the way. But it will capture, as I've proposed to the meeting that has been accepted now under each presentation, just briefly that this was reflected on. And then towards the end, look at especially from page 13 onwards, honourable members, because that's where really the gist of the that's where parties took positions. Right? That is where positions merged. Right? And then we will come back and I can assure you I'll sit with the drafters tonight and I can assure you that by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning you'll have a redrafted report. Check your emails, please. I'll also ask the service officers to see to it that you get a hard copy tomorrow morning by 10 o'clock. I know the Honourable Bill has asked to go through the report tonight before he says prayers, but unfortunately I have to spoil your fun for this evening. So let us do that. You'll have that report and then I want to propose that you leave tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. I'll start sitting at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. There is a debate taking place tomorrow afternoon. It's a general debate. There's no decisions that will take in the afternoon because we are only having the one item that is about, I think it's a 90-minute debate, or 80-minute debate, if I'm not mistaken. So that we can work through that has been prepared, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then we can deliberate it, but you will receive by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The committee staff have made arrangements for dinner to be served here. I don't know what this format. A single dinner or a buffet. Yeah. So please let us not also do what the contractors at Nkandla did, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. And those who are still around, please make use of what has been prepared. But thank you for your understanding and the meeting is adjourned.